Well, one thing I appreciated was the fact that it's been 2 months since the Giants won a football game. October 5th, long time. But you, Russ, you talk about the 14 plays that took up 7 minutes. But what was more impressive for me was the fact that there were no negative plays in that first series. No second longs, no false starts, no procedures. And they really took ownership of the game. They started fast the last 2 weeks. They just hadn't finished it in the second half. We'll talk about that, obviously. But I was just really impressed at how positive they were after that devastating loss last week in Jacksonville.
There's a lot of sweet music that gets played in Nashville. You know, a lot of country music. I know you're a big fan, Russ. But that sweet music to Giants fans' ears, the start fast. I mean, they're more worried about the finish, but when the Giants start fast like that, they haven't done a great job this year scoring touchdowns on opening drives. They haven't really done a great job in the first quarter scoring. But when you could go down on a 14-play drive like that and spread the ball around like Eli did, Reuben Randle had a touch, Odell Beckham had a touch, Larry Donnell had a touch, Preston Parker had two touches. So they did a good job of spreading the ball around. You know, we came down hard on the coaching staff last week after the loss. We have to give credit where credit is due. I thought Ben McAdoo had a great first 15 plays, first 10 plays. His script to start the game worked out beautifully. I mean, they would have liked to have had a touchdown, but to get a field goal, that's a great start.
Looking at this game, to me, it just seems like the Giants finally got out of their own way. They won the turnover battle. They only gave up one interception there late by Eli trying to force the ball as he was scrambling. But other than that, and they got three. Other than that, it seemed like a very clean game to them. Nothing that they did was super impressive in terms of, you know, there wasn't a lot of big plays. They just were very consistent. You know, the running game started to come around as well. You've seen Andre Williams playing really well as the running back, getting the lion's share of the carries. I think this is something that should have happened a little bit earlier. Andre Williams is getting more carries. Reuben Randle is getting a lot of more targets. I mean, these two young players should be the direction that they should go in the future because, you know, those two players getting better is going to help them in 2015.
I have to believe that having Justin Pugh back in the lineup really helped that offense out because now you get that continuity. Now you're not having those mistakes, those penalties. Having Justin Pugh back in the lineup, and then Weston Richburg back in their left guard. This was the line that they played with for the majority of the season, and I think that helped the rhythm out a lot.
Well, the rhythm was definitely working because look at some stats. I mean, the Giants in that first quarter, Roman, 151 yards to 6. I mean, is it offense, defense, or a combination of both with Big Blue in that first quarter?
Well, look, when you're an offense that's scoring, you move the ball downfield, you know, you're getting positive yards, and then your defense is shutting the other team out. Three and outs, getting you the ball back again. I mean, those stats are indicative of what's being done well on both sides of the football.
Yeah, and obviously, look at that first half stats, 62 yards.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at last week, you played a defense that was, you know, bottom of the leagues in certain categories. Same exact week. Team that was 1-10 last week. This is another team, 6-game losing streak. So I'm going to be honest. We all held our breaths after the first half saying, okay, let's continue this. Let's start fast. Let's not kneel. I mean, let's not mess this thing up. But they were finally able to play a complete game for 60 minutes. I think that's what I was most impressed with.
Amani, how about the, combination? Obviously, there's a lot of chemistry there. But Eli and Odell Beckham Jr. in particular in the first half, that was an all-pro performance from each one.
I think this is a guy that you need to see what he can get, you know, and you want to make sure that he steadily progresses in his, you know, route running and his catching the ball. There was a ball there that at the end of the game that, you know, a little miscommunication there hit his hands. Odell Beckham, I'm talking about. But I think that both of these players, Eli Manning, Andre Williams, and Odell Beckham, all these guys need to start getting these game time reps. They're going to be valuable for 2015. They both came out really strong. I think Ben McAdoo, like Sean said, a good plan early on to get the ball to your playmaker. Sometimes you whittle down the offense and get the balls to the people that you want to get the ball to, and that makes it easier for everybody else to get something off of those things.
It's a shame. Real quick, Russ, it's a shame that it took 7-game losing streak and a gut-wrenching loss last week to Jacksonville for that creativity to come about because we saw Odell Beckham in the backfield, a la Randall Cobb, like Green Bay Packers do.
Even throwing a pass,
and throwing the pass. I mean, we saw some gadgets. We saw some energy and some creativity. You know, it's a shame they didn't do that weeks ago.
Hey, about time we got a happy Sunday evening.
Yes.
We'll follow by a happy Monday indeed. All right. Let's take care of a little business, though, right now, folks. Giants fans, listen up. Make sure you go to Adorama.com/Giants to win yourself a Canon EOS 7D DSLR camera. Adorama, of course, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My 9. Head coach Tom Coughlin coming up. Stay right where you are. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My 9. Right now, let's hear what a happy head coach Tom Coughlin has to say from Tennessee.
We have to watch that, too.
You got it.
Seriously. Can anybody shut that off?
Right now. Neil, you actually have to lift your arm.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I was actually very proud of the way the guys have gone through this stretch of time, and I congratulated them not only on winning, obviously, but, you know, on coming to work and on applying themselves and preparing and then being frustrated and coming back in and doing the exact same thing and making an outstanding effort. I thought they had done that for week in and week out. I was never really concerned about the effort part of it. So I told our team that that's what I was most proud of. It's very nice to win, very nice to, again, have that kind of feeling. And I just told the team, I said, we're going to smile, we're going to enjoy this. And the way that we went about it was good. We had a good first half. We came out in the second half knowing that we had not put three quarters or four quarters together, depending on which week you want to talk about. And that was the most important thing that we do. And I thought we did accomplish that. I thought we did some things in the second half that kind of got us over that hump as well. Our defense had an opportunity to play extensively in that second half. The offense pretty much in the first half. And we did score some points, which was a good thing. Our defense scored a touchdown for us, which was very good. And, you know, I wasn't very pleased with the way we intercepted a ball, ran in the end zone, had the issue with the quarterback and that type of thing. And I think, honestly, DeMontre did think he was blocking the quarterback. But there's a fine stipulation there whether the quarterback is actually trying to get involved in the play or not. So that's something we have to learn from. We did play hard. I don't know what the numbers are or anything. I don't know what the stats are defensively. We did get some pressure on the quarterback today. Did I just say that, or what did I just get done saying? I wasn't pleased with that part of it. That bothered me, yeah. It did.
Did you say anything to the Montreal Mets about it?
I did. I did speak to him as he came off the field because I really do believe he's not aware.
Tom, is it more relief when you win after losing so much?
I don't know. It's no. It's you know, it's. I don't want to use that word relief. I think we work hard for the outcome. We didn't get it. We finally got a win after many weeks of starving, and we feel good about that. We're gonna be joyous, and we're gonna smile a little bit about the win before we get started on Washington, probably about 10 minutes from now.
Coach, a pretty strong game for your special teams. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I think the first half we definitely demonstrated some field position by virtue of our punt return. And, you know, we were pretty solid throughout. Our field goal kicker had a 52-yarder, which was that's a good distance for us. And I was pleased to see that. But special teams did play well.
I'm sure last week's halftime lead was on your mind and a lot of minds during this halftime. Did you address that specifically?
I certainly did. At halftime, I had an occasion to mention that, yeah.
Do you think it actually helps when you do that to have that experience? I mean, obviously you don't want that experience, but to have that, maybe it drives your point home more with the guys because of what happened last week?
No. I'd rather use it without that example. Thanks for reminding me. But, I wouldn't. We don't need that to apply it. In our case, obviously, it was there, and that's what you zoom in on.
Tom, your backup quarterback, you complete pass today, but Beckham is dry.
Yeah.
You're just trying to do everything you can to get the ball and get to throw the ball under the
head. Well, you saw many opportunities in the first half, and even the opportunity for him to throw the reverse pass. So, no question. You know, if we can design something that will help us, then we're going to do that.
He had double-digit touches in the first half alone. I mean, how much is he, becoming even better than with the first? The last time you guys won was the first game he played. How much has he sort of grown in that time period?
Well, he's definitely grown. He's improved. He understands more. But again, I'll refer back to that. Without much practice, he was ready to go. He was mentally ready to go. He knew his assignments, and as you know, we move him all over the place, and he's done well with that.
He's obviously not a secret anymore. Are you having trouble finding ways to get in the ball through what I imagine is double, maybe triple coverage?
No. Trouble, yes, because of the quality of the people we're playing against, but nevertheless, we continue to try to, find ways to put him in positions where he does at least get single coverage.
There was a heated exchange caught on camera on the TV broadcast between Coach Quinn and Steve Weatherford. Do you know anything about it?
No, I don't know anything about it, but if it was, then it was emotions of the moment, and I'm sure that's all it was. I want to say something about Ken Wisenhunt and his staff, too. Ken's an excellent football coach. Obviously, going through a first-year process here, but he's a good coach, and his staff is a good staff.
Okay. All right. Locker room's open.
All right. Head coach Tom Coughlin. Coach Coughlin doesn't like to use the term, as he said. He doesn't like relief. I spoke to him on Thursday for a pregame show on Fox 5, and I asked him, I said, Coach, would you consider this your Murphy's Law season of your career? What could go wrong would go wrong. And he just doesn't use, he won't accept any excuses. That's just him. And he alluded to he'll probably start coaching about the Redskins in 10 minutes from now.
Yeah, I mean, and as a coach, and you guys will know, you've just got to be singularly focused at the task at hand. And I think Tom Coughlin, having played against him, not played for him, just always showed the ability to just focus on the game, keep the locker room focused, more importantly, and not worry about all the external factors, whether it's been injuries, lack of poor performances, and all those other things that have led to this loss is, these fourth quarter collapses. But it's about winning and preparing to win, more importantly, and then getting to the next game. And then at the end of it all, that's when you do all the evaluations and looking back. But I agree with what Coach Coughlin said.
Coach Coughlin, he's got a ton of quotes, and one of the ones that I loved that he used to always tell players is tough times don't last, tough people do. And that's really a statement to him, his mental toughness. And, you know, look, all week long, we all heard the noise. Everybody's calling for Tom's job. They're calling for Jerry Reese. They're calling for everybody. Tom never listens to that for a while, not just last week. But given last week's loss, I mean, who could have blamed him and his team if they came out flat? But they didn't. And that just goes to show how much respect these players have for Tom. They still value his voice. They still understand and respect him as their leader. He still has this team's full attention, and it showed with the way that they played today.
I mean, one thing that Tom realizes, he knows the position he's in as the head coach of the New York Giants, and nobody cares. Nobody cares about Murphy's Law. Nobody's going to give him, you know, that everything could go wrong, does go. Nobody cares. At the end of the day, they're going to evaluate him on how many wins and losses he has. He realized that he has an opportunity to take this team to get them 7-9 if they go ahead and win these last three games. That would be an accomplishment for this particular group right here, right, under the circumstances. And that's the only thing he can focus in on. You can't focus in on feeling sorry for yourself, because I think in his mind, and in my mind, in most football players' mind, if you start accepting the things that are handed to you, then that's what's going to happen. You're going to have your fate is going to be given to you instead of you taking it. I think football players are more proactive in terms of these types of situations.
Well, Giants were proactive today, 36-7, a victory, their fourth of the season, the result in Tennessee. Got a lot more coming up, waiting on Eli Manning, much more player reaction. So stay right where you are. Giants Post Game Live here on My9. right, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Ready? What do you say? We now, though, go back to LP Field in Nashville, Tennessee. Catch up with Paul Dottino. Paul?
Marcus, you rumbled 26 yards with that fumble return for a touchdown. Any chance you might have run out of gas?
You know what? It was just that moment, you know, I probably won't forget. So I was just excited to score some points. But the most important thing is we finally got a win today.
Yeah, no question. I know you guys are happy. What are you going to do with the football?
Probably put it up in my room somewhere, but you know what? That's the last thing on my mind right now. Right now is going to the locker room and finally putting it together and getting a W. That was the most important thing for our team. And it's been hard the last 2 weeks, but it was important we got it today.
I think it was 3 turnovers and like 8 sacks. Boy, this defense really came to play.
Yeah, we had to step up on D, and I think we did a great job today.
Marcus Coon, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
22 carries, 124 yards. Your first 100-yard game as a pro. You only had, what, about 1,000 of those at Boston College.
Right. This was definitely a special day. First 100-yard game, and you know, we decided as a team that we're going to come out here and make a stand, and we got the win. So I'm real proud of the Giants today.
You knew Rashad Jennings had a banged up ankle. I don't know if you expect him to play or not play, but how much of an important role did you think you were going to have, you know, having the responsibility of running it?
You know, I was practicing as the number one all week. I knew Rashad was a little banged up, but he's strong. He came out here and played, and he was there all week to make sure that my mind was right. You know, there's a lot of mixed emotions going on in our organization, but, you know, Rashad, you know, he really kept me stable, so I'm proud.
Before I let you go to 50-yarder, no chance you were going to run short of that goal. You weren't going to run short of that goal line, right? You were scoring.
I was scoring, man. I seen it open up, and, you know, I was like, man, this is the one shot I had to make it, and I went all the way.
All right, Andre, I see Rashad needs you back in the locker room. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Back to you guys.
All right, Paul, Andre Williams, thank you very much. Andre Williams, the rookie, 24 carries for 131 yards. I like what he said, though, because we were talking about it earlier, Amani. I think he was hindered when Rashad Jennings was injured this season because then the burden went on the rookie's shoulders.
It did go on his shoulders, but one thing he has to learn is what goes on the locker room stays in the locker room. Don't talk about any mixed emotions going on in that locker room. What does he mean by that? Now, there's going to be a whole line of questioning this whole week, but every media outlet is going to say, you know, what were you talking about? What did you mean after the game when you talked about mixed emotions? He just opened up Pandora's box.
Well, Seven losses in a row has a lot of mixed emotions.
Well, I tell you what was impressive. Andre Williams, you know, you mentioned the stats, 131 yards rushing. 107 of that came in the second half. So I thought he did a great job. You know, when you have a lead and you're running your 4-minute offense, that's when the yards get tougher. He broke the 50-yard run, the longest running play for the Giants season this year. But I thought he did a great job of taking care of the football because in those situations, we've seen time and time again where the ball comes out, the ball's loose. He did a good job protecting the football, getting vertical, getting north-south.
Sean, both of us are offensive linemen, and what a difference does it make when a running back breaks a 50-yard run?
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, in the stat sheet, last week.
Oh, it helps your yards per carry. They're 5.5. Yeah, I mean, you got to have those big runs.
Yeah, I mean, Rashad Jennings last week, I think 24 carries for 91 yards. Yeah. And you always keep thinking that one run. When is that one run going to break 25, 30, 50 yards that significantly expands that average? And today was Andre Williams' turn. And we've seen all these runs, these second and long, second and shorts, these short yards, these hit running the back of offensive linemen. Throughout the course of this process, this young back has improved. He's gotten better. Yeah. We saw the big run today, and he was so excited to talk to Paul Dottino afterwards. So I'm very happy.
If only they could play the Titans every week. I mean, they're like 30. I think they're 32nd in the rushing defense.
Hey, let's not knock it. When you lose 7 in a row, you'll take whoever you can take, including the little sisters that are poor. Anyway, you're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Eli Manning coming up, and a lot more. So stay right where you are. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. Once again, Giants' seven-game losing streak comes to an end with a 36-7 victory over the Titans in Tennessee. Right now, let's go back to LP Field in Nashville, catch up with our colleagues, Paul Dottino and Howard Cross. Gentlemen.
Well, thank you so much, Russ. And, you know, one of the things that Coach Coughlin told his team about this Titans team was that they had 31 sacks defensively, and they could get after the quarterback. Guess what, Howard? No sacks by the Giants offense allowed today.
You know, the offensive line did a great job, you know, protecting Eli. The other thing, Eli got the ball out of his hand really quickly, which helps out a lot. And in the second half of the game, we saw Andre Williams is dominating.
Yeah, Andre Williams looks to me to be a much more mature back than he was a couple of months ago, Howard, when he had to start a number of games for Rashad Jennings.
Well, the thing he's learning, he's been a little more patient waiting on his block. He's not running the contact as often. He likes contact. He likes to run in and blow guys up. The more he watches film, he'll be able to see. Avoiding contact keeps you in the league a lot longer.
Yeah, it gives you a lot more yards, too. And how about Odell Beckham, the versatile athlete who we have seen throw a lot of passes at practice, and finally today, Howard, we saw him try it in a game.
Well, he didn't just throw a pass. He threw a ball like 60 yards in the air. You don't really get to see that out of anybody but your quarterback. Odell Beckham, that's another skill that this kid has. You think he's just going to come around on a reverse, and then all of a sudden he chunks it 60 yards.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. 8 sacks for this defense. They had 7 last week. The pass rush has come alive. Why do you think that's the case, Howard?
Well, you know, a lot of things has contributed to that. You got a lot of defensive linemen that are playing well, but you got Kennard coming in and getting 2 sacks. When you get sacks from your linebacker and sacks from your D lineman, it helps out a lot. Blitzes were working, not just happening. They were working. And getting there. And when you start getting a lot of pressure on these guys and things getting muddy in their eyes, you make plays.
The Giants defense came up with 3 turnovers also. I want to mention Kennard again because he was a member of that sack core plus a member of the turnover core because he had a forced fumble on a sack. You were telling me, Howard, you could see from the field he finds the open lanes to get to the quarterback.
Look, you know, I hate to say it or make this comparison. People are going to jump out on me. Had a little LT moment there from the linebacker.
Oh.
After the quarterback. It looked like one of those moments. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. This is Devon Kennard. He's really lighting up. And the thing he told me this week was that at USC, he felt most comfortable when they were sending him on the blitz. And earlier in the season with the Giants, they weren't sending him as much. Maybe they were just trying to be conservative to feel their way through.
You know, he's a physical kid. He's a good-looking player. You know, the Giants have really, really got an opportunity to have a linebacker for a few years.
All right. Well, for Howard Cross, I'm Paul Dottino. Back to you in the studio, Russ.
All right, Paul Dottino, Howard Cross, thank you very much. Safe trip back, guys. You know, we could talk about the rookies. I think just in general, rookies, veterans, everybody, I mean, we could laugh about it, but after 7 weeks of misery, they finally have something. I mean, you guys were players.
Yeah.
That's got to be a relief that we're going to smile tonight. We're going to smile when we wake up and look forward to coming into work tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I mean, guys, it's hard to win a game in the National Football League. And you hear all these numbers. The average game is won by 4 points or less in the fourth quarter. And there's always one or two things that happen in the second half that make or break a football game in terms of, you know, one team or the other. And the Giants have suffered from that. And the reality is the Giants could be 7-6 right now. Last week, San Francisco and the Cowboys game, they could be 7-6 for the last 3 games. They're playing for something more meaningful than, you know, finishing strong. But they are what they are. They can feel good about today, and especially a lot of those young guys who contributed.
Yeah, they could easily be on a 4-game win streak. And for the players, absolutely. You need that plane ride home. You need to go in on Monday lifting weights. Things, the bumps and bruises don't hurt as much when you win. But also for the coaches, for the staff, for all the guys that are pulling the all-nighters, that are putting together the game plans, breaking down the film. Everybody shares in those victories. You need wins. You can't go this long without a win and still have that high energy and have, I mean, it's a long season. And, you know, as players, we're always taught, hey, it's 16 one-game seasons. But it's really hard to keep that energy high without having a victory.
Now, John Mara said he wanted to see some kind of spark, something that he can look forward to. I think Odell Beckham, I think Kennard, I think, Andre Williams. Yeah, I think he's given them that spark to where there could be a difference just in the players that they have in this locker room to give the fans a little something to be excited about going into next season.
Well, again, they're excited tonight, and well, they should be. Again, 36-7 Giants was your final. Well, we're still waiting on Eli Manning, but before that, let's take care of a little bit of business, shall we, folks? Guests of our post-game show here receive a gift certificate to Ben & Jack's Terrific Steakhouse located on 5th Avenue at 28th Street. Street in Manhattan. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood anywhere, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Stay right where you are. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. And right now, let's go back to LP Field, where Paul Dottino is standing by with Kevin Denard.
Well, I tell you something, Russ. This is the second week in a row this rookie has had two sacks. One of them caused a fumble once again. I got to tell you something. They are unleashing you on that blitz, and it's working out well. You just told me this week that at USC, that's what you felt comfortable doing. So tell me about that process and how you convinced the coaches to let you free.
They just called my number on a couple of pressures, and, you know, I try to do whatever I can to help my team win. And when I get my number's called, I try to get pressure on the quarterback.
Howard Cross was telling me on the sideline, he thinks the thing that makes you special on the blitz is that you find ways to find the open lanes. You avoid traffic, so you get in there clean. That's a skill. That's an innate ability. What is it about you that lets you do that?
I have D in history. You know, I played defensive end before in college and in high school. So, you know, rushing the passer is something I've always been able to do and have a knack for. So I think that's why.
All right, so now this defense today, 3 turnovers and 8 sacks. You had 7 sacks last week. Looks like your defense is starting to pick up steam with you young guys. You guys have lot to prove, don't you?
Most definitely. You know, I feel like we've played pretty well the last few weeks, but we haven't finished and made plays in clutch situations and times where we really needed to. And today we finally got over that hump and were able to finish the game the way we wanted to defensively. And hopefully that's something we could build off on the rest of the year.
All right, so before I let you go, what was the difference? Why did you finish today?
You know, we just fed up, man. You know, after last week and just that happening again, it's just, you know, we really came together and played a complete game.
Yeah, win tastes good.
Most definitely.
Good luck, Kennard. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, Paul. And as I said, folks, that was Devin Kennard, not Kevin Dennard. But bottom line is, young man is a football player. He's another guy, gentlemen, just like Odell Beckham, you know, young season, hampered by injuries. You know, you kind of look at this situation. Remember, Giants have a team, 20 players on injured reserve. So no excuses, but they've been hampered by injuries.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are getting a lot of reps. Certainly, he's making the most of them now, back-to-back sacks in games. And I really think when you look at the defense as a whole, I think that Devin Kennard, he benefited from the fact that they stopped the run. And coming into this game, the Giants were 31st in run defense, but yet they held him to 61 yards rushing. Now it creates third and longs, and they were able to get after the quarterback, get them off the field. And Devin, you know, certainly was reaped the benefit of it. JPP had a couple sacks, 8 sacks total for the defense, but it started with stopping the run.
Yeah, 3 games like this, Sean, 3 more games like this, they can jump up about 10 spots in the league in terms of being on the bottom. So, yeah, you know, finishing at, you know, 20 is or 23 or whatever is way better than 31 or 32 in any of those, like, run defensive categories, which is something the Giants have always prided themselves on, that front seven, Russ, and that run defense.
All right, from a young man on offense to a young man on defense, let's go down to LP Field again. Paul Dottino with a young man by the name of Odell Beckham Jr.
Well, Odell, a man of many talents, doing everything on the football field today, including throwing it. So let me get by the 100-yard receiving game for a second and ask you about the pass you threw, because you've been doing that stuff in practice. I know you wanted to hit it.
You know, I definitely wanted a completion. I put it out there a little too far for him, but I know I've been around Rue for a long time, and he's by far one of the best deep route runners as far as tracking the ball in the air that I've ever been around. So I know that you know, I was going to put it out there and give him a chance. I know our second option was open to Preston across the middle, but you know, sometimes you got to take a shot, and try to give him a chance as much as I could, but I put it out just a little too far.
All right, so now that is the fourth 100-yard game of your young season, the first Giants rookie in franchise history to do that in his rookie season. This team's been around almost 100 years. That is a tremendous accomplishment. Do you realize how important that is?
You know, when you put it all like that, it you know, it kind of hits me, and it's something that you know, it's a huge accomplishment. It's a lot for myself, my family, and this team as well. You know, I just you know, I have to thank them for it.
You've been doing this now for about 2 months since you got back into the lineup. How much are you noticing defenses already trying to adjust to you, and what adjustments do you find you have to make?
You can feel it as the game goes on. You can feel the defense sliding to you, or more attention being brought to you. But you know, that it's not really adjustments I make as so much as the adjustments, you know, the offensive coordinator and the wide receiver coaches make, and we make as a team. You know, I think we do a great job at finding a way, you know, to just get the ball in my hands. If that's what the plan is, then they did a great job at that tonight. And on top of that, you know, it sounds, you know, cliche and everything, but the offensive line, I don't think Eli was on the ground at all this game. You know, he had a lot of time to throw. And, you know, you just got to give your hats off to them for coming out, you know, coming out and playing so hard.
Getting the ball into Odell Beckham's hands sounds like a good plan. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, Paul Dottino, Odell Beckham Jr., and Amani, and nobody better to ask than you. I mean, we know Odell was a number one, well, you know, first-round draft pick. So first-round draft picks are supposed to play. But to me, he just has, besides the talent, the comportment, the way he carries himself, he just knows that he belongs and knows what to do.
He always says the right thing. He's a very polished young individual, both on and off the field. But one of the things that you don't really realize about him is he's not only having a great season for being a Giant rookie, but he's the only rookie in league history to have 6 consecutive games of over 90 yards. I mean, so he's doing some historical stuff. Think about it, this guy could win Rookie of the Year and miss 4 games. I mean, this guy is really performing at a high level. To put it in perspective, a little personal perspective, I only had one catch for 17 yards my whole rookie year. So he's off to a very good start. Let's just hope he can stay healthy and keep improving, because he's off to a monumental start, not just for the Giants, but for the entire NFL, for every receiver out there. He's doing some legendary type stuff.
Yeah, but you did pretty good after that.
I did okay. I picked it up a little
Giants
bit.
His nickname was the GOAT, so don't let him sell you short.
He did pretty good. All right, you're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Stay right where you are, though. We're waiting on Eli Manning. Again, it's Giants Post Game Live here on My9. And there you see the stats on Eli Manning this afternoon. 26 for 42, 260 yards, a 6.2 average, one touchdown, and one interception. All in all, a very good day for number 10, Eli Manning.
Well, his only blemish really was the bad throw, the interception for a touchdown. But those numbers don't really even give him his due, because 260 yards for the whole game. Eli had 226 yards in the first half alone. They went to the run game just to solidify, so they didn't have a collapse like they did the week before. But Eli was just very efficient. And I thought, well, you talked about it, Russ, the very first drive of the game to go down, it was a 14 plays. Threw the ball to five different receivers, really spread the ball around. But obviously, getting the ball into Odell Beckham's hands was, you know, utmost important.
Yeah, and Odell Beckham, Amani, you said it, you know, that running game in the second half allows you to be efficient and not the collapse and having to throw the ball and feel like you have to win it at the end. And Odell Beckham talked about the offensive line, keeping Eli Manning up straight. I mean, every quarterback likes to sit there, look at his progressions, and make the selective throws and dictate what he's doing offensively and not have the defense dictate it to him.
He had time. He wasn't sacked today.
And not only he wasn't sacked, I think, for a reason. I think he was very efficient, like you said, getting rid of the ball. I mean, yeah. One of the things that a lot of offensive linemen don't, you know, as you guys know, they don't want the quarterback back there holding on to the ball too long. We want him back there making decisions quickly, getting the ball to the playmakers, and that's exactly what he did early on in the game. And I think that loosens up everything so that the running game can get going, and it all kind of works together. If the quarterback's playing very efficiently, it's hard to get a good rush on. It's hard to stop load up and stop the run because the quarterback's playing so well. So there's a lot of things that the quarterback can affect, and Eli had a great game. The statistics don't really show all that great with one interception and one touchdown. But I think he played a lot better than the stats showed.
And speaking of some statistics as well, Odell Beckham Jr., you alluded to before, Amani, the first player in NFL history to go 90-plus yards in six straight games. Today he was 11 for 130. Again, we've been talking about it, and I guess people could say we're throwing rose petals at him, but the young man deserves it. I mean, he's a front line. He's a star player in this league.
No question. He hit the ground running. You got to understand, how much better could he be with training camp, with a full mini camp, with OTAs? This guy didn't do any of that stuff. Was watching on the sideline. That just goes more to his maturity, the fact that he can take stuff from the classroom
and
put it back onto the field as a rookie. Not a lot of people can do that, especially as a rookie.
And you know what? It also says to something else, because a lot of times, especially when you get a rookie, oh, we can't get him on the field. He's got an injury. When are we going to get him on the field? The questions get asked. There was a reason why we made sure the Giants got him on the field proper, and nobody's happier than that than Eli Manning, who's at the podium right now to talk.
I'm excited that we were able to put four quarters together and get the win. You know, I think we got off to another fast start, which we've been doing the last few weeks, but to be able to come out in the second half and finish the game. Had a big run by Andre, it's a 50-yard run to get the touchdown and extend the lead. Defense played great. I gave him an easy touchdown on a bad play by me, but, I thought we had good rhythm to start the game and came out firing, and defense was playing great, and good to just to figure out a way to get the win.
Even in the season, things haven't gone right, there's still a pretty big value in just getting that winning feeling to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think just keep working, and I think guys are playing hard. Guys have been playing hard all season, and we've gone through a tough time, but the commitment hasn't been lost. Guys are preparing hard each and every week, or practices are good. We're playing hard on game day, and it's just we finally just got to figure out a way to put it all together and to make the crucial plays and don't make the mistakes. And sometimes you just got to figure out a way to win, and that's the most important thing.
Are you okay?
All good. All good.
What'd you think of Beckham's passing form?
It was a pretty good throw, it was pretty, he threw it about 65 yards, pretty effortlessly, and, it was close on the hit, so we, hit a couple of reverses, tried to get him with the pass, they played it pretty well, but, he makes it look pretty easy.
Is that part of just trying to be more creative all the time and just finding ways to keep them involved?
Well, yeah, we just, we run several different reverses with them, just try to, see if we can get the corners to suck up, trying to, make the tackle and hit the pass behind it. Just slow down the defense, keep them guessing a little bit. So it's one of those, you hope to hit it. If you don't hit it, it's just an incompletion, then, it's still, good to slow down that pursuit of the defensive line and kind of, just keep the defense on their toes a little bit.
You thought Sean Prokocki should have went to the second read on the play. Is that something that you went over with him or something?
He only had two receivers on the route, so there's really, there's not really only two reads. It's one of those. It's easy in practice. It's easy when, on a walkthrough to go through the both reads when you got a defensive lineman running at you and about to hit you. Sometimes you kind of get locked in on one guy and try to make the throw. So I know all receivers want to go deep all the time. He wanted to throw it deep, so no surprise there.
there.
All right, with a first victory since October 5th over the Falcons, Eli Manning, like the rest of the Giants, can have a happy Sunday evening and a good Monday morning. All right, we'll be back in a little bit to wrap things up. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on MyNight. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. Before we wrap things up in our final segment here, you know, guys, I spoke with Rashad Jennings earlier this week and asked him if when you play in these final four games, which is now three, you're playing these final four games, are you playing them for now or are you playing them, you know, with an eye towards next season, or do you have to guard against that? He gave me an answer, which I didn't expect was a good answer. He said, I don't care why you're playing. If you're playing for yourself, if you're playing for your contract, if you're playing for the team, whatever the reason, he says, just bring it for that reason. Just make sure you bring it every week, regardless of why it is, just do it.
Yeah, I mean, when you read books, and a lot of people read these motivational books, and it's about, you know, what's your why, you know, why do you get up every morning, why do you do what you do, and there's a lot of different reasons, but one why is that when the season's over, no matter what the score is, every individual position is being evaluated, and in terms of that character test, coaches are always going to see who are you when you were behind. Who are you when your receiver, a backside of a play, are you hustling and getting a flash from a film? All those football things, I mean, that's what's going to be seen. And there was a lot of adversity on the team this year and a lot of character. So they're going to evaluate and see it. You know, young guys were happy about how they're doing, but a lot of the guys, a lot of evaluations. You know, you look at, you know, Mathias Kiwanuka, he's injured. A lot of injuries, a lot of guys, Bees and Prince, I mean, all these guys, they're going to say, how did these guys maximize the opportunities they had and how will they help this team going forward? I mean, that's going to be the bottom line as to, you know, why these guys are playing and what do these last three games really mean.
You know, in situations like this, a lot of people use the word, we're playing for pride. That's all we have left to play for. And what is that? You know, pride is different for everybody, but for me, it was always, I'm playing to honor the guy to my right and to my left. Yep. And I think the only way you can do that is you bring passion to everything you do. You bring passion to practice, passion to the meeting rooms. You don't just sit around and say, well, hey, you know what? We only have four more games to go. Let's just get through these. You have to bring some passion. The Giants showed that. They brought that to Tennessee, and it showed up on game day. I don't think it just happens miraculously on Sunday. I think it has to come from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's a buildup to the game, and the Giants certainly found a way to bottle that up this week despite everything that was going on around them.
I know we've all been in this situation where you're just trying to play out the string, and I always thought that playing hard and playing with passion and preparing would prevent injuries, because as soon, you know, every time you don't have any control over getting injured, but I think a lot of football players think that if they just play hard enough, they won't get hurt, and that was one of the situations that I always thought of. And also, you're playing for your address, because if you're the guy that doesn't play hard or perceives to quit, and then the next generation, and the coaches get fired, the next coach is going to definitely not going to shelter the fact that his opinion that you quit. He's definitely going to let everybody know who quit, and you're going to be one of those guys on the way out.
All right, so that said, who are the next three games in general more important for? The younger guys or some of the older guys?
It's important for everybody. And we talked about the rookies today. You know, rookies that have stood out, Andre Williams, Kennard, all these guys. I mean, DeMontre Moore, second-year players have to step up, too. So everyone's being evaluated. You got two divisional games out of the next three games, and a Rams team that's playing pretty well right now. So there are a lot of things to play for.
Yeah, I think as a veteran, the one thing I never wanted to do, I never wanted to see anybody else doing my job. Because you never know. I mean, look at Drew Bledsoe. You know, Tom Brady came right in.
You might not get it back.
So veterans, they have absolutely need to make sure that they're back out there. But for the young players, these reps are invaluable.
All right, well, the next game, if they can make it two in a row, is going to be next Sunday over at MetLife Stadium. That's December 14th. Again, at MetLife, 1 p.m. start. Giants home against Washington. All right, for Roman Omen, Sean O'Hara, and Amani Tuma, I'm Russ Salzberg. Thanks for being part of Giants Post Game Live. We'll see you here next week.